This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Liz Bean joining us from the Footlight Club on the Good Vibe Tribe. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for coming on. This is a pretty cool thing you're going to share with us. The Footlight Club is in Jamaica Plain, as I have learned today. It is America's oldest continually operating community theater going back to 1877. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
That blows my mind. When I read that, I had to look it up. Do you know who was president at the start of 1877?
No.
Ulysses S. Grant. The guy on the $50 bill. This theater has been running so long that guys who have their face on our money were still actively serving as president. That's crazy.
Yep, it's crazy. We're just a couple years away from our 150th anniversary, so it's pretty impressive.
FLC is a nonprofit, 100% volunteer-run organization, including the board and the trustees, and you're putting on a show called The Prom. Tell us about that, and then we want to get into how people can help out.
Absolutely. So The Prom is a musical. Books and lyrics by Chad Begelin, book by Bob Martin, music by Matthew Sklar, and it's based on an original concept by Jack Viertel. Now, this is actually based on a true story. It's a sharp and funny musical about self-acceptance, community, and the power of celebrity. It's got great songs, outstanding dance numbers, and a fabulous set. The cast are all triple threats. They sing, they dance, they act, and the pit orchestra is completely live. The prom is also a community event. The Footlight Club has been partnering with local retailers in a publicity project we're calling JP Dresses the Prom. So cast members will be modeling clothing and accessories from Jamaica Plain-based stores and photographed by Matt McKee. And the photos will be used in a social media campaign and displayed in store windows all over town. The stores in Jamaica Plain, Susanna on Center, Salma Gundy, George's Shoes, and the florist Sweet Pea and Sage, and others are participating in this. Ginger Brown from the J.P. Center South Main Streets Association has been so helpful in supporting this community effort. Now, this show is really special because of its message of optimism. It's so needed these days, and right. It also features some of the most talented performers in the Boston area.
So, Liz, why do you think having these locally run smaller theaters in the community are so important to have and keep in the community?
Well, we rely so heavily on our community, and as a nonprofit organization, as a volunteer-run organization, we rely so heavily on those volunteers to do all of this work. And it is a labor of love, I'll tell you that. I've been president here for a couple years now, but I've been on the board for about 15 years. Mm. And this certainly is not for the faint of heart. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication, but it's also a lot of love. And to make sure that this, the arts stay alive, this building stays alive, the historic preservation of this area is maintained and preserved, and to make sure that there's a place for everybody in our community. We try to make sure that our board and everybody in our shows is reflective on stage, backstage, everywhere in our organization. So it's so important for people to have a place like this, to go and see community events and, you know, we do try to, we've been saying it's, you know, the Footlight Club is kind of like Jamaica Plains living room. You know, it's a place where people gather, they see art, they, you know, participate in art and theater. And, you know, community theater is not to be discounted. You know, there's a lot of really great theater downtown, in the professional and regional sphere, but don't discount community theaters. They're a really important part of how people, you know, see art and how they get their start in you know, in the arts as well.
Most people don't know this. Kennedy and I actually met at a community theater. She was starring in a show and I was doing front of house sound. And that was the first time we met, was through a local theater, just like the Footlight Club. And here we are, you know, 23 years later, still working together, still the best of friends. So there's a special place in our heart for local community theater. So if you want to find out more about the Footlight Club, you can go to footlight.org, footlight.org, or you can text us here in the studio. What are you looking for from the community today? What's a need that we can help fill?
So number one, you know, our building is almost 200 years old. You know, we are, our organization is 150 years old almost, but we own our building, which is called Elliott Hall. It's on Elliott Street in Jamaica Plain. And our biggest thing right now is that we are embarking on a restoration project, which is going to be somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000, which addresses, you know, the facade of the building envelope, and the restoring the windows to their former glory.
Going to need a lot of grants and Benjamins, Dan.
We need a lot of grants.
That's a lot of Ulysses S. Grant's faces.
Certainly not cheap to maintain a 200-year-old building, as you can imagine, but which is a lot of places in Boston. Mm-hmm. But we'd like to see it going for at least another 200 years.
All right, if you want to be a part of the Footlight Club, America's oldest continually operating community theater, and you have questions, you can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234 or go to footlight.org. Liz, you and everybody at the Footlight Club are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Fantastic. I love it.
Well, we love you guys. Thanks for coming on and sharing the Footlight Club with us today.
Thanks so much for having us. We're really excited.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.